Peace, everyone. At this instance, I'm happy to be here. Even though there be many not true followers of mine who are not conscious of my ever and omnipresence, I have been here all the time. I did not just have to appear to be here to actually be here. I did not have to just apparently come in to have been here all the time. Since it is written, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, but the world knew him not. And you have declared, I am he. I am here when you do not see me personally. But since it is an appearance, in other words, a belief, that I have arrived, I have arisen, apparently, as though I had not already arisen. But to say, as the services have been going on from the time the meeting was called to order, I am sure you all know, those who do know me, you know definitely it could not have been carried on without my presence. For this cause, as I was saying this afternoon, you say I am the head of the church. Myself and my spotless virgin bride are the heads of the church. But we are happy to say, as a spiritual head I stand, and as a spiritual head, she stands with me. For the advancement of your unfoldment, and for the demonstration of my supernatural presence, it is essential for you to observe me present when I am apparently absent. And by this, you will not depend on my personal actions, or otherwise you may believe that I am not present when I'm apparently absent. But being the spiritual head of the church, as you have declared it, I am ever present. I am operative, I am expressive. I am universalizing myself as I cooperate with you. And as I solidify myself as a person, so that you might see what I have to do. The meeting is open, and according to parliamentary proceedings, and according to our present system, or would be custom of procedure, if you will continue, I will be more advantageously manifested among you when I am functioning through you, by you, and in you. For I even spoke governmentally. From a governmental point of view, as a national political government, we have called for a government by the people, for the people, and through the people. This government of the kingdom of God on earth among men must be equivalently the same. But as a kingdom of righteousness, of equity, and of justice for all mankind, I stand in the midst of you as I am a government by the people, through the people, and for the people. This government that I am representing is commonly known to those of us in this light of understanding as the kingdom. For this is it of which has been declared predictionally. It was predicted in the prophetic age that kingdoms would rise and wane. It was predicted that the kingdom shall be set up. Kingdom that is incorruptible, undefiled, and a kingdom that fadeth not away. The reason it cannot be defiled, and the reason for it not fading away, is because it is a spiritual kingdom. A kingdom not made with hand, nor by the minds of men, but made supernaturally, spiritually, incorruptible and undefiled. Kingdom that is, as aforesaid, that cannot be destroyed. That's why I say, oh, John Brown's body lies, I'm mortaring in the clay, but his spirit goes marching on. His spirit went marching on. That's why it was so profound, because it was not confined to the bodily form of old John. That's what I'm talking about. Being incorruptible and undefiled, and one that fadeth not away, observing the supernaturalness of all things. I am operative and expressive without my personal presence just as much as I am with it. That's what I'm talking about. That's why mankind cannot understand me. For as aforesaid, I was in the world, and the world was made by me. The writer says, and did say, and the world was made by him, but the world knew him not. Can you not see it? That's why I say it's a privilege to be at this place in consciousness where you can realize my presence, ever operative and expressive, and see me from a spiritual point of view. That is the way I can help you. That's why I do not use material remedies for ailments and complaints. That's why I do not use material methods. And I do refuse to make a physical effort to help the sickly and the afflicted. Can you not see the mystery? Because I am omnipresent. Because I am operative and expressive. Because it is not a mortal functioning process going on, but an immortal and incorruptible and also an undefiled issue established in the minds of men. For this cause, from now henceforth, a little while you may see me. Again, a little while you may not see me. For I am here presently, and I am here forever. Yet I may not allow you to see me at all of the time. For you must recognize my ever and omnipresent. You must be conscious of my presence when I'm apparently absent. Then you will see I am just as expressive and just as operative. Can and will do as much and more for you from that angle of expression. Aren't you glad? As I called you to transcend my personality and demand you to transcend your own, I also demand you to transcend others' personalities and revel in the glorious liberty of the actual presence of God, where naught can do you no harm. Aren't you glad? But since this meeting has been opened, it may proceed according to custom or would be custom, and according to the requirements, according to our church bylaws, constitution, and discipline. By this, I will look forward to see you. Let me move and speak through you. Abraham Lincoln, all for an emancipation. And he also called for a government by the people, for the people, and through the people. A government that would be imperishable. Can you not see the mystery? If it would have been summed up in him as a man at his assassination, the government would have come to an end. Government is by the people, for the people, and through the people. If it would have been summed up in John Brown at his execution, it would have come to an end by the crucifixion of him. But since God is omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent, and is just as operative and expressive without a person, it did not slightly retard the advancement of this government of which I'm now speaking. Aren't you glad? I know as little babes at times, you may feel somewhat loath to let your what shall I say? Whatsoever it is you have been feeding on all of the time, you feel somewhat loath to let it come. But everything must be weaned. That is if you desire to grow up a strong and healthy child. I should let whatsoever it was you were feeding on in your early infancy, you continue to feed on that. How do you expect to grow strong and become to be mighty and great in the land? Therefore, I say, I hope you will understand. Realize God is not confined to the limitation of men and according to the customs of them. Therefore, proceed with your meeting, and I will proceed with you. If you will allow me to, I thank you.